This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working out there right now in the Third Watch, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way. We're on Parler at The Captain's America, and you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. By the way, we had a rash of people rush over to Parler, and for some reason, my God, all of a sudden we're up to 10,000 followers on Parler. I don't know what's going on there, but I'm not complaining. All right, over to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
It is time to talk about the obvious. we were talking about Texas and the situation there. And, of course, it's terrible. It's not going to get much better for the next 2 or 3 days. And then things will start to warm up. And by the middle of next week, hopefully, they'll be to where a lot of this will go away and they'll be totally back to normal. But the water right now in Texas, we were talking about that.
Yeah, they may get power back, and that's good. I mean, there are places that are certainly getting power back. Water is an issue because the water treatment plants are not powered. So therein lies a big huge issue. Now, the one thing that nobody is really mentioning in all of this is the ag business.
Yeah.
I can tell you that the cattle are in real trouble because they can't get water to them.
Yep.
And what water they have is frozen.
Yep.
Cattle that are giving birth, you know, the farmers or the ranchers are out there, yep. You know, virtually grabbing them and taking them to warm places in their vehicles.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Then you have the whole chicken poultry part of the equation. They're all the chickens are dying. The eggs are screwed. Mm-hmm. Then you have the citrus.
Yep.
You know, you can't save the oranges and the grapefruits.
Yep.
And those trees. So, yeah, Then you have the university dormitories. They're in trouble because they can't leave. There's no water, there's no food, and the toilets are not working.
Yep.
It's a mess. It's just truly, truly a mess. And I guess, you know, if you watch weather, they give you a prediction. The prediction was the middle of the country was going to absolutely get slammed. And they said that, you know, it was going to cover the whole state of Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, whatnot. So it's kind of like, where was everybody making provisions when, you know, here comes the snow and here comes the freezing temperatures? I mean, we get that when we're having hurricanes, even when a hurricane's still 500 miles from us. What's the state of Florida do?
We
all run out to the
right.
I mean, so I'm just stunned with some of this.
All right, well, we're going to take a caller. I believe this is Mary. Is this Mary?
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I do live in Florida, and the opposite would be down here. Is wonder if you had all this solar and turbine for generating electricity during when it got hot, and you lost electricity during a hurricane. How do you start a petition in your state to say we don't want that stuff here? We want reliable energy because people will die of heat stroke.
All right. Well,
you
start it by starting it. Number one, you can start a petition anywhere, get enough signatures, and get it right to the state legislature or even the county. I don't know. You could go either places, and away you go. There are different numbers, though, that are required. I might say that.
I have no idea what, you know, what kind of numbers are required for some kind of a consideration for the Florida legislature. So I can't really respond to that one, but we do have solar. We do have desalination machines to keep water going. We do have, you know, nuclear power plants a couple places in the state. I don't know what the status of them is. I know they were going to build another one, and that was put on hold.
Right.
But, you know, Florida is kind of a well-oiled machine when it comes to these kinds of disasters because we've been through so many hurricanes.
Yep. We also have something else that nobody's telling anybody about. We have several thousand generators stored in this state for hurricane season. Now, my first thought was you, and I mentioned this to you during the break. Those are a lot of those are federal that are put there by FEMA. Why in the hell didn't Joe Biden say, we've got some generators we can get to you by tomorrow. Would you like them? Well, he didn't say any of that.
Well, I can't speak to what the federal government has in reserve.
I can.
Generators.
I can. I'm aware of it because I'm part of it. So go ahead.
But I will say that, you know, going back to years and years and years ago when I was in the telecommunications business and we had the, you know, you have the big call switches. If there's ever a power shortage, we had two diesel-generated generators outside to keep the place going.
Hold that thought, because here we go. You're going to get cut off right in midstream there. Here we go. So I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We are coming back. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Kyle One, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. We appreciate him doing that for us. And by the way, this weekend I will be at the Two Guys Gun Show in Largo at the Midreg Hall, Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2. But they've got the gun show Saturday and Sunday there from 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. And they've got the concealed carry class going on both days. Now, the concealed carry class on Saturday will be at 2 p.m. On Sunday, it will be at 1 p.m. Now, the best way to get into that concealed carry class is to go to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. Sign up online to get in the concealed carry class, and while you're there, get your reduced price ticket right there. Save yourself some money on admission to get into the gun show. But it's a great place to be. Lots of stuff there. It's not just about guns. It's about all kinds of survival gear, military surplus, and they got bows and arrows and fishing poles and all that there, too. All right. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
We got two calls lined up here. First one is Mel in Saratoga Springs. He's been waiting patiently and has a question for you. Okay, go ahead, Mel.
Oh, yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Denise, your opinion on this. Yes, hi. With this weather incident out in Texas and this Green New Deal and the breakdown, which looks like it could be a breakdown in the food supply with the livestock, you said,
yes,
as far as the cattle and chicken. Could this be America's only crackpot, AOC, part of her plan to say are part of Howard and Piven?
Okay.
I'd like to have your opinion.
All right, yes, thank you. And by the way, this is Joe Biden's Katrina right now.
Well, yeah, I didn't hear the last part of this question. He kind of cut out. But
The Biden administration is not terribly involved in all of this. They really don't have their fingerprints on any of this, and it's not just simply about Texas. There's a handful of other states, as I mentioned, that are involved here. What they've done is they put the whole load on FEMA. And I would say that there needs to be a real discussion here with this White House on the subsidies of, you know, the monies that the federal government pays into wind and solar for this agenda, when wind and solar were a major part of the failure system here. There isn't a single place to have blame, but there's a lot of places to place blame. It was kind of like a, mm-hmm. you know, a perfect storm here, no pun intended. Mm-hmm. But there is a food crisis, there is a water crisis.
Yes.
And I would also say with that, when you have a power crisis, you've got critical, very critical infrastructure like the water treatment plants and hospitals. And you know, then we're back to the whole COVID vaccination thing. So I mean, it is kind of a mess. We haven't really seen all the consequences to this yet. But
yeah.
The Biden administration, you know, they have sent what they call 60 very large generators to Texas to keep the hospitals and water treatment plants,
yep.
put them back online. And they apparently have sent some diesel fuel from whatever other states or whatnot, so that they can.
Right.
The diesel fuel in huge, when it's real cold, it's not supposed to freeze, but it turns to kind of like.
Oh, it does.
Gel.
It goes, it crystallizes, yep. All right, well, we got another caller. Okay. Yeah, I know very well what diesel does when it gets cold. All right, Bagammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Where's that global warming when we really need it?
Is that your question?
Anyway,
is that your question?
No.
All right,
no.
Go ahead.
My question is now that Iran seems to be very close to a nuclear weapon, and will Israel do anything? And if they do,
yeah.
are we willing to get involved over there if things really go nuclear in any way, shape, or form? And I guess that's it, Captain.
Okay, thank you, Bagammon Bob. Well, yeah, there is a problem in the Middle East, isn't there?
Yeah, and the Biden administration announced yesterday that they were formally in talks with Tehran. Will Israel do something? Yes. But they will do it without the United States.
Uh-huh.
The United States generally has authority approval over what Israel does, but Israel at this point doesn't care. But Israel won't be alone in this. I think part of the reason these Abraham Accords, you know, these peace agreements with Israel, is because these other Middle East countries that. The Emiratis, the Saudis, and whatnot, they're just as vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And so they won't go, Israel would not necessarily go it alone. They would, you know, need airspace and, you know, intelligence and that kind of stuff. So they would probably, whatever they would do, the answer is yes, they are prepared to do something they would do without the approval of the United States.
Because
Joe Biden would. Trump would give it to him, but Biden wouldn't.
Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any more interesting, Nancy Pelosi came out yesterday, made a very bold statement. She said that the $1.9 trillion COVID relief stimulus package will be passed by the end of next week and sent on over for the Senate, and then over to Joe Biden, who said that he'll get things going and expects the stimulus, the $1,400 checks and all that, to go out in March without any GOP support at all. But just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the very next message behind it was the $3 trillion new Green Deal energy stimulus is coming behind it, with jobs, jobs, jobs for the Keystone XL pipeline people and all those people that have lost their jobs in the oil industry because of the green energy. Big deal.
Well, look, we have $1 trillion. Of the last omnibus bill,
yep,
we have $1 trillion
mm-hmm.
that hasn't even been spent.
Yep.
So why do we want to do this? Why do we want to go to a $50 trillion debtor nation? So I'd be asking some hard questions of little Miss Jen Psaki, not that she could answer them because she'd have to circle back. But yeah, this is bad, and I really can't figure out why nobody is concerned. Where are the Democrats when it comes to spending and it comes to, you know, the national debt? Something's very wrong here. We're not.
Yeah.
We don't have people asking the right questions, and if they do, they even get close to one. We're not getting close to an answer.
Yeah, and Jen Psaki, we kidded about that a couple hours ago on the show. Jen Psaki is either some sort of drink or maybe it's an alcoholic beverage. Jen Psaki. Think about it.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right. Now, this is a story that popped up during the night. It started to get a little bit more traction to it. 6 Capitol police officers have been suspended. 29 others are under a probe. This was reported by CNN and then expounded upon late last night as the acting chief of police of the Capitol Police Department, Yogananda Pittman, has directed that any member of her department whose behavior is not in accordance to what the orders were of the day on January 6th are currently being reviewed and or suspended and or let go altogether for disciplinary reasons.
Yeah, so what they're doing is they're saying that anybody within the Capitol Police that was a Trump supporter or anybody that's a Republican or a conservative that they find out through their social media posts will be suspended. So this is a cleansing. This is a cleansing of... And they're doing that at the Pentagon. They're doing that in the military. You know, they're doing it in corporations across the country. This is a cleansing, ladies and gentlemen. You're being canceled. I mean, I've said it, I don't know how many times, but if you listen to Jim Jordan or, you know, Tom Cotton or somebody, they're telling you this is what the agenda is. They're going to wipe out, minimize, disenfranchise 80 million people because we're terrorists now. We're insurgents, as they use those terms in the last impeachment trial.
And I would like to take this opportunity to welcome every one of you that's being cleansed or expounded or canceled to come over to Salem Media Group, Town Hall, and all the different programs we have at Salem because we welcome you and we aren't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So now I said it. All right. we talked about Israel for a second, but there was a story out there that caught my attention about President Joe Biden's relationship with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. And, oh, darn, here comes some. Well, anyway, are we headed back to the Obama deal?
Yes, we're there. We've arrived. We're there.
Okay. Well, I got to let you go, and we will talk to you again tonight, on the weekend show. So thank you very much. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes. You'll find out what she talks about when she talks about it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional Democrats have filed a legislative proposal that focuses on border policies. The U.S. Citizenship Act would put millions of undocumented immigrants on a path to legal status and citizenship, with green cards fast-tracked for those brought to the U.S. illegally as children. President Biden says he supports the bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Salute the president for putting forth the legislation that he did. There are others who want to do piecemeal, and that may be a good approach, too.
She says some Democrats are suggesting a budget reconciliation process to pass immigration reform without a Senate supermajority. It's unclear if such a move would survive the strict budget rules. South Carolina's governor has signed a law that bans most abortions in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at National Aviation Academy. By the way, thank you very much for all the comments yesterday and questions from the callers and the participants in the show when Bo was on the program, Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy. Now, you can find out more about them by going to the website, NAA.edu. But here's what they're going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I want to take this opportunity to remind everybody that all you got to do is give a call to the number 800-659-2080. That number is 800-659-2080 to schedule an appointment and take the tour of one of the two facilities that National Aviation Academy has. Now, they've got one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one happens to be right down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, on the other side of the bay. I'm over here in Tampa. They're over on the other side of the bay in Clearwater.
So call them up, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour and find out for yourself, live, in living color, and in person, what they're all about. And you'll also get a chance to ask some questions of the students, some teachers, and see what's involved. It's going to be well worth your while. 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy. Okay, before I get started, I want to wish a special happy birthday wish to one of my military brothers, Flip, the Flipster. Happy birthday there, brother. And George, the Godfather, sent me something today. Military history today, folks. George said, and I'll totally agree with him, bet this will not be taught in school today. 76 years ago today, February 19th, 1945, 30,000 Marines landed on Iwo Jima. Remember that flag-raising picture and movie and statue? Iwo Jima, 76 years ago today. Think about that for a minute. Think about that for a minute. And you're welcome, Flip. And that's from George. Born to Ride 45 is the name of the group. By the way, they're on Facebook, Born to Ride 445. Go over there and check them out. If you're a motorcycle enthusiast, you support the motorcycles. That's what they are. That's what they do. And they're always looking for people with like-minded ideas. Now, more than 10,000 VA patients and 128 VA employees have now died as a result of coronavirus. Now, this comes just 11 months after the first veteran's death was reported in Portland, Oregon. And here we are 340 days later with 10,059 VA patients and 128 employees who died. That's an average of about 30 a day in the VA hospitals. Now, any death is one too many. I hope that they've resolved a lot of what the problems were in some of these hospitals, because God knows they had problems. So we'll just see what happens. But that's just something to put in the memory bank and remember that. Oh, and retired military in this day and age are now facing a whole lot fewer transition problems than peers from another age, like, oh, I don't know, Vietnam, who had a lot of trouble when they came home from a country that didn't understand what it was they were doing. By the way, we're hearing that nearly 5,000 National Guard troops are going to be remaining in Washington, D.C. over still concerns of potential violence until the end of March. Unbelievable. And by the way, there's a purpose behind that fence being where it is right now in D.C. If Washington, D.C. were to somehow become a state, which it's not going to happen because it takes a constitutional amendment to do that, but if Washington, D.C. were to become a state, everything inside the fence would be still the District of Columbia. Everything outside the fence would be the state of the Washington District of Columbia, whatever they're going to call it. Think about that for a second. Now, we're being told, and this was refined yesterday because we were told a large majority of the troops were not going to take the COVID coronavirus. They weren't going to take the vaccine, the shot, and they refused this, that, and the other. Well, now, the official report by a DOD official to the Congress in testimony was one-third of the troops offered the coronavirus vaccine have refused. So that means two-thirds have taken it. That means two out of every three have taken it or are getting it. That's not the majority. So again, beware of the fake news and who's putting it out. Beware of the fake news. Oh, by the way, remember that amphibious assault ship, the Bonhomme Richard out there in California that burned up? Well, they're going to start dismantling it in April, taking it apart. Probably use some of the scrap to rebuild another one, which there is another vessel to take its place, getting ready to be commissioned. And, oh, by the way, Steve is chiming in from Thailand. He's saying, I worked with a Marine who was part of the initial force that landed on Iwo Jima. He was a very good man with a very good heart. God rest his soul. Boy, you betcha, Steve. This is the day to walk up to a Marine, and even the modern Marines, and thank them for what was done 76 years ago by those Marines that landed on Iwo Jima. We might have been speaking another language right now, folks, if things hadn't turned out the way they did. That's a fact. Afghanistan, the peace talks are under a real threat as a major Taliban spring offensive now is starting to take shape. Attacks starting to emerge all over Afghanistan by the bad guys. And their goal is to make life as miserable as they can for us and the administration that's there and all that. And I'm telling you, and I've told you this since the beginning, this administration is not going to take the troops out of Afghanistan. If anything, you might see more show up. Might see more. Oh, and from Defense One, they're reporting that Russia is working very hard to pair combat jets and drones on mutual missions where they would be working together. Combat jets and drones. Kind of a double whammy coming from the sky. We'll see what happens there. You heard Denise talk about $1 trillion sitting there in the last stimulus. I believe it's the PPE money that hasn't been spent. Well, some people in the Veterans Administration are saying, hey, we could sure use that money to help us with the veterans. Well, yeah. Why not? Makes perfect sense to me. Why not? But we'll see whether or not anybody figures this out. I say they don't, but that's just me. What do I know? They don't want to. How's that? They don't want to. China, by the way, attacked Joe Biden yesterday, even after he justified the concentration camps they've got, stating pretty much that that was China's concern, not ours. And you do know what we're talking about when we talk about the Uyghurs and what's happening to them as they're being ethnically cleansed, if you will, by the Chinese. That's the Muslim sect that they don't care anything about. And they're getting rid of them. And and our guys, our country, sitting right there going, yeah, okay, well, I don't see anything wrong with that. Yep, oh, sure. So there you go. Now, one last thing before I move on. Chris Markowski on deck, by the way. The Daily Beast came out with a report yesterday. The Daily Beast. And their editor accused Tucker Carlson of adding googly eyes to an ALC photo. Did you hear about this one? Then he admitted he was wrong. Googly eyes were her own eyes in the way she looks. She's a strange individual, folks. So they had to eat crow, and they had to apologize on Twitter to Tucker Carlson. Way to go, Tucker. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us up there in Carrollton, Georgia Way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. I'll be there Saturday at the Minreg Hall in Largo from 10 to 2. The gun show goes on Saturday from 9 to 5, Sunday from 9 to 3. They have the concealed carry class. Saturday will be at 2 p.m. and Sunday it'll be at 1 p.m. You can sign up for that class online right now by going to the website twoguysshows.com. Sign up for it. Make sure you're on the list. And while you're there, print up one of the tickets that's there, one of the discount tickets, and you'll save yourself some money getting in too. Twoguysshows.com, and again, the gun show Saturday and Sunday at the Mid-Reg Hall over there, 126, just west of U.S. 19 in Largo. All right, and joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, Nancy Pelosi is going to give us $1.9 trillion worth of COVID relief stimulus money the end of next week. She's going to send it right over, because it's already passed the Senate, to Joe Biden for signature. He'll probably do that right away. The checks will be coming out sometime in March, the $1,400 checks. However, there's this $3,600 worth of child support in there for the kids that stays with them for the course of the year, $300 a month on top of everything else. And that's only the beginning of the second stimulus. It's right behind it.
Well, I mean, it's going to be very difficult to get enough senators on board for any more of these bills. I mean, you're going to have to get another 10. And I don't know. I mean, maybe. You got a lot of Republicans that seem to be moving over to the socialist side. You've got, Mitt Romney's now for his, universal income for kids. That's something he's been pushing now. So you don't know. But the $1.9 trillion will pass via reconciliation, which I don't think is smart. I think that they could get a stimulus package passed Democrats if they actually compromised. So that's going to basically use up all of that. You get one a year, one reconciliation bill a year, and that will be it. So, good luck with some of these other things. But who knows? Who knows? Who knows what Republicans will sign on to?
Well, I don't think they'll go on to this. And like you say, reconciliation comes one time. So, yeah, the $1.9 trillion goes through. The $3 trillion doesn't, because the whole purpose of that is, I can hear it now. Well, it's a jobs creation bill for all those people that have lost their jobs in the Keystone Pipeline and the shale refinery and, oil wells and this, that, and the other. I can hear it all now. But who wants to go from making $100,000 plus a year to making $40,000 or $50,000 hanging a solar panel somewhere? Who wants to do that?
And listen, that's you want to go green. The greenest thing out there, especially with the technology that they have today, which is outstanding, is you're going to have to go the nuclear route. And they've got these micro reactors now, which are just phenomenal. I don't see eye to eye with Bill Gates on much, but he's actually been discussing this and talking about this as well. That's what's really going to work. We have to move in that direction. Nuclear power has done great here for the United States, and all of the plants we have are very, very old. The technology that we have today is just extraordinary in regards to the size and the footprint. And also, dealing with whatever waste comes out in the end, it's completely different. And that's a direction we need to head in, because that works.
Now, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the Chinese lab that U.S. intelligence has said is where the Wuhan Chinese virus started, has been receiving U.S. funds. And we found out last night, doing a little research, that they are still eligible until 2024 for more U.S. funding. Are you kidding me?
No, well, you explain to me, why we send checks all over the globe to all of these countries. I don't know. I have no idea how these things end up working their way into a myriad of different bills, but I would assume that certain congressmen are making money, or their relatives are making money somehow.
Yep.
It just doesn't make any sense to me, because China can't fund their own research. I mean, it's just nonsense.
Yeah. Now, I would like to use the terminology, bend over, here it comes, and I just did. But Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen just said, well, the tax hikes will be coming, but we'll phase them in slowly so they don't damage the economy.
Oh, they're coming, and they're gonna be huge. I don't see how else, But again, like I said, it's difficult now the way Congress is constructed to get certain things through. I don't know if they're going to do the tax bill maybe in 2022. It's going to be, like I said earlier on, it's going to be very difficult to get any sort of tax increases passed this year. And I don't think that they'll do that during a pandemic. I'll see how they'll end up trying to phase that in next year.
When I say taxed enough already, what's that bring you back to?
The old Tea Party that everybody, the left tried to demonize and, say they were something that they were not. Again, it was, just about strength and size of government, which is, it's not right-wing America, it's traditional American. It's what the founders believed in.
Well, let me tell you, and let me tell everybody listening across America and around the world right now, the Tea Party's gone nowhere. They're coming back. They may have some different names associated to them, but I was at a meeting this week where we had more people than we've had in the past, and there's other groups that are springing up that are all like-minded and related, and I'm telling you, the movement is there. It's coming back. Look out. Be careful what you wish for.
Well, the movement went wrong is because they started doing business with the Republican Party, and the Republican Party is not going to get you anywhere. The Republican Party is just more of the same, and that's the problem that you run into. You run into the establishment there. Originally, when the Tea Party started, they didn't allow any politicians to come to the rallies or get involved. As soon as you allow the party infrastructure and the party people to get involved, it's all over.
And I think they've pretty much gotten away with or away from doing some of that because I think they learned their lesson, at least I believe they did. Now, the U.S. weekly jobless claims took an unexpected rise. Really? It wasn't unexpected to me when you start laying off a bunch of pipeline workers and all the related industry. Nothing unexpected for me.
No, not at all. And again, you know, until you get the economy up and running, until you get kids back in schools like they should be, this has to be done. I mean, reality is that, you know, some of the experts are now, and they're not really telling you this, is that we could have this herd immunity achieved by spring here in this country. We're seeing the numbers drop precipitously. Partially due to the vaccine and partially due to the fact that this virus is working its way through the country, and is it, you know, there's no doubt it's a horrible, horrible virus. You know, nobody wants to get this, but it wasn't handled properly. And the sooner, the better we get people back to work. That's we'll get those jobs back.
Now, Keith Gill, better known as Roaring Kitty and an unprintable name whose initials are DFV, testified by GameStop before the House Financial Services Committee yesterday. It was a remote video testimony, but it was kind of like watching a jokester event the way he did it.
They're holding these committee hearings that are going, they're committee hearings to nowhere. Why do you even bother? It's all for political purposes. It's all for these members of Congress so could get sound bites and, you know, want to get caught on camera saying something so they can make the news and send them back to their districts. Nothing is going to be done. Nothing is going to change. The power players involved, the Citadels and the hedge funds and Big Wall Street, they will continue to do what they want to do. So I just want to make this very clear to everybody out there that at some point in time, you've got to wake up and understand just how nonsensical our government is. They don't build, they don't create anything, they don't do laws. They hold meetings and they raise money. And that's basically what this stuff is for. It's just money-raising purposes.
Now, Facebook has expanded their climate change center in a push for credible information. If you put anything out there that goes against whatever the quote, end of quote, norm is about climate change, they'll take your content off the first time. The second time, they'll ban you.
Listen, Facebook is running into issues with Australia right now in regards to some laws that are being passed there and what's going to go on their platform and taking stuff down. They're going to be facing some tough times ahead, especially with Apple's new operating system that's coming out this spring, which will allow people to basically not be followed around by Facebook and other apps. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens moving forward.
Yeah, and doesn't Facebook own Instagram too?
Yes.
Because suddenly if you're on Facebook Messenger and someone's on Instagram and they see you and they're a friend of yours on Facebook, they can talk you off Instagram.
Yeah, they've been connected for a while. Again, for uses and purposes of communicating, okay. The censorship and the other nonsense has got to go.
All right, I will talk to you on Monday. Stay warm. It's going to be an interesting weekend where you're going to be.
Yeah, hopefully it'll warm up a little bit.
All right, thank you. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Make sure you catch this program over the weekend on more than 250 stations, many of them right here along this network. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.